Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day. Good morning. A wonderful forecast for us today. Partly sunny, whether or not we like it. We're going to have some scattered showers. On the leeward side, though, mostly sunny, isolated showers. And the high today could be up to 93 degrees, depending on where you are. But the trade winds are blowing 15 to 20 miles per hour. Just put on your sunscreen when you're heading out to the course to play a round of golf. We've got some fabulous guests for you this morning to enjoy. Our first guest is Mary B. Porter King, the Junior Solheim Cup captain, of course, the PGA of America First Lady of Golf, founder and president, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, PGA of America and USGA rules official, one of the most respected rules official in the country. There's a list here. 14 U.S. Opens, 17 U.S. Women's Opens, 15 U.S. Amateurs, 5 Masters tournaments, along with 5 PGA Championships and a British Open. And just back from the U.S. Amateur, welcome into the clubhouse, Mary B.
Good morning. We'll have to update your list. You won't even be able to talk to me. So just say Mary B. That's all you have to say.
What an amazing honor, though, to be the Junior Solheim Cup captain. Were you surprised when you were chosen?
Way surprised. I received a call last fall from John Solheim, and his wife was in the room with them and said, "John, don't make her guess. Tell her." So had he made me guess, I could still be guessing today. I would have never guessed what he asked. It's probably one of the greatest honors I've ever received to be the captain of this year's Junior Solheim Cup team. So
it's wonderful, wonderful. And it's at Glen Eagles, the 2019 Ping Junior Solheim Cup on the King's Course at Glen Eagles. Have you been there?
I have been there, but don't ask me anything about it. You know, but... Yes, I have.
It's in September. It's on Tuesday the 10th and Wednesday the 11th. And then after the Junior Solheim Cup, then the Solheim Cup is played. This all started in 2002, the Ping Junior Solheim Cup, that is. And it's for female amateurs aged 18 and under. And it follows a similar format to the senior event with the 12 European junior amateurs versus their American counterparts. And college and university golfers are ineligible to participate, even if they meet the age cutoff. The event is held over 2 days, 6 4-ball, 6 foursomes matches the first day, 12 singles matches the second day. We've been pretty successful, the USA team versus the European team, but it looks like they've got a pretty strong team this year.
They do have a very strong team, and as do we. We have a great young team, but it's golf, so it's match play, and anything can happen in match play. So all you can do is prepare them and give them some good thoughts and see what the outcome is. Yeah. But I say it's both teams are very strong.
Yeah, and let's go over the U.S. team. It's a combination of the AJGA's Rolex AJGA rankings and the Golf Week Sagarin Junior Girls rankings as of Monday, July 29th. And then the final two were captain's picks. And I'm curious how you went about making your selections, and how did you scout your selections?
They asked me to attend some AJGA events, and my schedule was sort of booked this year, and I managed to get to one, which was their Wyndham Cup back in, of course, it's in North Carolina, nowhere close. And I went back and met most of the girls that were eligible at that point, and I was told that probably picking a captain's pick isn't probably the most politically correct thing, but that's not been my pathway either. And in reality, I really didn't know. I was hoping that I could find a young player that might not have a chance to play in a lot of events, but that was a diamond in the rough, but I wasn't able to do that. And so the next two players that were eligible were Lucy Lee, which is not a bad pick. I think she was surprised that she didn't make the top 10, and Rachel Heck, who is also a really one of the top players. So both are nationally ranked. They're higher ranked than the other 10 players that were selected off the points, off the Wagger points, which is worldwide ranking. So those were two pretty easy picks, and they were right there next in line anyway. So
Right on. Yeah, and so we've got Amanda Sambach of Davidson, North Carolina, Sadie Engelman of Austin, Texas, Michaela Morad of Huntsville, Alabama, Christine Wang of Houston, Texas, Brianna Navarosa of San Diego, Rose Zhang of Irvine, California, Alex Apano and Zoe Antoinette Campos and Phoebe Brinker and Brianna Chaikin, all of the from the mainland. During the Palmer Cup, one of our, her name just went out of my mind. I can't believe it. One of our Hawaii players, Malia Nam was.
Malia Nam.
Yes.
Three Hawaii players. I run the Palmer Cup. So we had three of our Hawaii players there, and we had one young man that that also played against us from Japan when we play our Asia Pacific Cup, our Junior Asia Pacific Cup. So it was kind of fun, but we did have three representatives from Hawaii playing in the Arnold Palmer Cup, and that, to me, just statistically, is amazing that our kids have done this well. So very proud of all of them.
And it's Hawaii State Junior Golf Association bringing all the junior golfers together from all the different associations, giving them the tournament experience that the HSJGA gives them because they travel. I think that really makes them much more mature and prepared for something like a Palmer Cup than most kids maybe would be exposed to on the mainland unless they have substantial means to travel.
Well, and that's true. We've been conducting our Junior Asia Pacific Cup for 12 years now, and the format at Arnold Palmer Cup copies that format. And when they brought me in when they knew they were bringing girls into the Arnold Palmer Cup, I told them we'd been doing this, and so they copied us in the format and had the girls and boys play together because that was not the intent originally. And our kids that have played in it, Marielle Galdiano's played in it twice the last 2 years, but they had some practice and some knowledge in playing four ball foursomes and mixed and did quite well. So
it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, just coming back from the U.S. Amateur, you were the rules official, one of the rules officials there. The level of the kids, the way they're playing today, is absolutely phenomenal.
It is absolutely crazy. I also just wanted to mention that if anyone wants to complain about our weather, don't. Just go back to Pinehurst and see what hot is.
What?
We're not hot. We have trade winds. But the level of play right now, it is. And that's one of my challenges in setting up a golf course for the Arnold Palmer Cup for the boys and the girls, but is the distance they hit it. And they hit the ball so darn far, it is a challenge to try to mix and match and try to set the right tees for them to make it a challenge. But the level of play and the depth and the how many young players we have. If you watch the U.S. Amateur, how many young players were still in it going into the quarterfinals and semis. So, we saw one of our mid-amateurs get taken down by, I think he was 15 years old. And I think he sat back on his heels thinking this is going to be an easy match. And it was easy for the kid, but not for the mid-amateur. So, but there's such depth out there. And that's our goal here in Hawaii is to try to make our kids prepared for that because, you know, we sometimes think that we're good here because we just see what's here and we don't get to see what's over there on the mainland. And we try to make it tough for them here so that they are better players. And our kids have been shining on the mainland. So it's been great to see.
The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, it brings together the kids. They prepare for these tournaments. And I'm curious, when you go to the mainland for some of the different events that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association gets these children access to because of their stellar play and the organization that you have, Is there any way that they can be a stipend toward their travel? I seem to remember there are some travel scholarships or stipends that you have available.
We do, for the Hawaii State. And also, you know, the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association has supported. Also, the David E. Sheep Foundation has supported some of our travel for the kids to go to the mainland. So there are, and they just have to reach out for it. The Hawaii State does have a travel stipends now, and especially when they do play in national championships, or they do. And when they represent us as a team, our Hogan's Cup team or our you know, our America's Cup teams, which the girls won, by the way, and our boys finished second,
Woo-hoo!
Too, by the way. So, you know, and our kids are doing really well everywhere. But we do, on our teams, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association does fund the travel for the juniors and our captains. So, you know, that's why we raise money, to try to help them. So you don't want young people that have the ability not be able to shine.
Exactly. Yeah, talking about shining, you know, we talk about the distance these kids are hitting at, the maturity that they have. I can understand that they're being raised from the, you know, at age of 6 and 7, they can start at the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, of course, depending on how comfortable they are. And then they just rise to the ranks in age, and they get better and better till they're telling you what the rules are. You know, it's like, I know these things. And but what is it that's making that? Is it the equipment? Are we focusing on being physically fit and readier for golf at an earlier age?
Right. I think it's a combination of many things. I think one, fitness, if you're going to compare the Jack Nicklaus to the Tiger Woods, it's definitely fitness in that comparison. The equipment is very different from what even Jack's generation and Arnold's generation played to Tiger and the current players. I'm not too sure it's as much the ball as it is the clubs as well. I mean, like any industry, they get better at what they do. I mean, if we're not driving cars from the 1920s, cars today are better cars. So I think manufacturers do a heck of a job in improving their equipment. And fortunately or unfortunately, whatever way you want to think about it, the best players in the world are going to get the most out of that equipment. So I certainly can't drive a race car at 200 miles an hour, but, you know, these professionals can, and these professionals today can make the absolute most out of the equipment that the manufacturers are making. So.
Yes. It's you know, what about the distance issue? You know, the length that they can drive, making it almost a long drive competition with a little short game at the end. They put themselves in such good position being able to drive so far. Is it the course setup that needs to challenge them?
Well, and you know, again, it's how you look at it. They can... you can set up golf courses. You can challenge them, I think, by lengthening the rough, putting in cross bunkers, putting in cross rough, doing different things that will challenge them to force them to think about, do I just go ahead and bomb a driver and see what I get? But you also forget how talented their short games are. Mm. I mean, the short games of professionals today are just superb. I mean, the places that they can get it up and down are amazing. And so they have no fear of hitting it into long rough or hitting into a bunker. Bunkers are easy for them. So, the challenge is setting up a golf course, and I don't know that making it longer is necessary the way to go, because we're losing some of our great golf courses around the United States to use for major championships, and I don't want to see that either. Although when we did go back to Marion many years ago to play the U.S. Open, it was a challenge, and that's not a very long golf course. It's only on 110 acres, or it's on 99 acres, sorry. It's a very small golf course, but it's very challenging. So, and again, the rough was long, and the greens were fast. So
yeah.
There are ways to make it more challenging.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about a young lady in the CP Canadian Women's Open. That's the CP Women's Open. Michelle Liu, 12 years old, from British Columbia. You know, amazing.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more of these young. Well, again, I have Lucy Lee, who was the 10-year-old that played in the Women's Open, that's playing on my Payne Junior Solheim Cup. So, and you know, they seem to be getting younger and younger. And I don't know. It's I hope that the one thing I hope for these young players is that they love playing golf. I think to be good at it and to do it for a long period of time, you better love it. And I know for me, I played for a long period of time. I didn't play that well on the LPGA Tour, but I played for a long period of time. But I love playing golf, and I love doing other sports as well. So, you know, as you know, I played four sports through college. So I just think that you need to be well-rounded, and I really think you need to love to play. So I hope this young girl loves to play, and I think she'll do well.
Yes. Speaking of Mary B. Porter King playing multiple sports in college, she was inducted into the Arizona State Hall of Fame in four sports: golf, softball, volleyball, and basketball. You've had an amazing career, and it's only just begun. The Junior Solheim Cup captain, I got to ask you, would you like to be in Julie Engster's shoes, having to make a captain's pick after this event on the LPGA Tour for the Solheim Cup?
No, I didn't even like my little Junior Solheim Cup shoes either. So it's a tough, you know, it's a tough. So it's you're going to make someone happy and you're going to disappoint someone. And Julie doesn't want to do that, but she wants to do what's best for her team. And the same as picking Suzanne Pedersen for the international team, or the
Europeans.
Team.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes not an easy thing to do, but the captain was looking out for her team. So we'll see how that pans out. But, I want Suzanne Pedersen on my team anytime because she's such a competitor.
Exactly. It's like Christy Kerr didn't make the cut. She doesn't make it in the points. She's too far down. But the team that we have for the Solheim Cup is relatively inexperienced in those kinds of conditions. And some of our other top players like Morgan Pressel and Stacey Lewis also didn't make the cut, and they don't make it on points. So she has all of these really great women who have experienced the Solheim Cup, know the tension, and you'd want to put somebody in there who can guide the team in the team room. They don't have Michelle Wee, who was the spirit of the team in the team room. It's a completely different mix this year. It's very interesting to see. And will you stay for it?
Yes, I'll be there to the end, obviously cheering for our girls. And I'm sure whoever Julie picks is going to be the right one for the right time. But she's thinking of all of that, too, as to who can guide the team. But, you know, there's no one more enthusiastic than Julie, and there's no one more competitive than Julie, too. So she'll spark something in all of them that they might not have known they had inside of them. But it is nice to have some key players that you know you can count on that are going to fight to the end. So we'll see.
Yeah, and there's some young collegiates who just turned professional who are moving up the leaderboard, too. And I was just wondering, I wonder if you could, you know, somebody has 85 points and is doing so well on the leaderboard now in this event, Jennifer Kupcho, for instance, if that would be an interesting captain's pick for this event, since she's just done so much this year and has so much experience. A lot of choices to be made. Mary B. Porter King is our Junior Solheim Cup captain, PGA First Lady of Golf, founder and president of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and, of course, one of the most respected USGA rules officials and a rules official in many other, I guess back from the Masters. What was it like when you were at the Masters and Tiger Woods won?
I think one of my most memorable, I mean, I was there when Tiger won. I wasn't at this last one. I wasn't at where this year's. I wasn't there. I was there when he won before. But I think one of my most memorable Masters was Arnold's last trip around Augusta. And that was, I think I cried all the way around the golf course. So that was very emotional. But being at the Masters is such a special place. And if anyone ever gets an opportunity to go, it's just one of the most special places to be. And television, as neat and cool as it looks on TV, it's even better in person. Yeah. It's amazing.
I second that emotion. I was there on a Wednesday, and I walked the course by myself, and I was mesmerized the whole time, just the feeling and listening to the sounds, wondering what it'd be like, crowded and liking it, very empty, and imagining, you know, being a member and being able to just play there was like, wow, this is a completely different world, and I am so lucky to be in here just for a little bit. Mary B., thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, you're welcome, and I just wanted to congratulate you on another well-deserved award, and thank you for all you do for the game of golf in Hawaii and to keep us all connected around the world. So thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Your PGA award is so well-deserved.
Thank you, Mary B., very, very much. Mary B. Porter King, our junior Solheim Cup captain, going to Glen Eagles in September. We'll be following everything right here. Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
We're going to come back. Matt Janella is just back from Ireland, and he'll be on Maui coming up, in December for a very cool event. And you could be with him participating in this very cool event on Maui. Your airfare will be less, so the expense will be perfect. We'll be back after this with Matty G. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generator.
Put power at your fingertips. Our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit, located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be a gorgeous day today. Don't forget the sunscreen if you're going out to play a round of golf. And if you'd like to play, there is a tee time at, let's see, Volcano has a 920, Makalei has a 928, Poipu Bay has a 910, Kapolei has an 836, Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 928, Makaha East has an 830 or an 11 o'clock, and Ace GNC, they're going out today, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Matt Janella, Golf Advisor, Editor-in-Chief, and host of Golf Advisor Round Trip, travel expert and golf course design man on Morning Drive. You'll see him on Morning Drive. And, of course, he does these wonderful Golf Advisor Round Trips, and he just did one about Maui. And Matt Janella, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle Tucker, always a pleasure to be with you. Congratulations on all your recent accolades and appreciation and successes. No shock to this reporter. I know we've been speaking about golf and all things Hawaii and the world of golf for years now. So I'm glad to see you getting all the proper recognition.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I'm turning 14 shades of pink. Thank you. Okay. You know, I realized when I was going through my list of things to talk with you about is we haven't had a conversation in way too long because you've been like around the world three times, dropping in on various golf courses. We have a lot to cover here.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
What's first?
Ireland. You're just back from Ireland. What took you there?
I play in an annual event Carr Golf puts on called the Father Son. It was the 30th year anniversary of this event. Marty Carr, son of Joe Carr, J.B. Carr, one of the most decorated and celebrated amateurs, not only in just Ireland and Northern Ireland, but the U.K. in general. Marty, his son, has been getting people together in this father-son format for 30 years at Waterville, and it's just an amazing event. He also has a father-daughter that happens a few weeks before that that's gaining a lot of traction and popularity. And, you know, I've been a part of both now for different reasons and with different partners, and it's just great. You know, it's what we celebrate about the world of golf, right? Those kind of moments, those relationship-building opportunities, not only between fathers and sons or fathers and daughters, but also the fathers to fathers and sons to sons and sons to other fathers, and all the networking happens and all that stuff. So good stuff. Love Waterville. Love Ireland. It's a must.
It's a must go. You said something during what you were just saying about Ireland and going to Waterville that I had to look up Waterville and La Hinch, and Waterville is just placid. When I saw La Hinch, did you play La Hinch this time too?
I did, yeah. We flew into Shannon. La Hinch is about 45 minutes away. Very, you know, host of the Irish Open this year. To me, you know, La Hinch and Waterville, two of my favorite Irish golf experiences, courses, towns, you know, people, vibe, all that stuff. So went from La Hinch to Waterville, and both should be on anybody's trip in which they're going in and out of Shannon and doing kind of the southwest coast of Ireland. It's you know, both deliver on a lot of levels.
Stunning, stunning photography there.
Yeah.
And you did a golf advisor round trip. So we go from Ireland. Now we go to Prince Edward Island, Canada, just above Nova Scotia. Where did you focus? Was it Charlottetown, Cavendish, or Crowbush?
Yeah, flew in and out of Charlottetown, which is kind of in the middle of Prince Edward Island. Prince Edward Island sort of commonly referred to as the Myrtle Beach of Canada, in which they have a high concentration of about 20 to 28 courses in a pretty pretty close you know proximity to each other. The province owns three, Crowbush, Brudenell River, and Dundrave, and got to play all three of those with different partners. Had, you know, very good experiences. Brudenell River was my favorite. I would build any trip around there. 50-year-old golf course, really kind of a classic look, very playable and inviting. And then Crowbush is out on the water, beautiful setting, and a little tougher, some forced carries, some wonky greens, but definitely has they kind of push it out there as the lead sled dog of their portfolio. And I could see that, but I think that the Brudenell Dundrave, which sit next door to each other, are kind of the more popular amongst people who are there on a regular basis. But regardless of all that, what you're going to do is pay nothing more than, especially U.S. dollars, you're going to pay nothing more than $60, $70 at the top of their properties and get a really high-level experience, good conditioning, good vibe, good energy, good attitude, all that kind of stuff. So Prince Edward Island is feeding off this popularity of Cabot and Cabot Cliffs and Cabot Links. A lot of people are going from Cabot to Prince Edward Island or Prince Edward Island over to Cabot. And that's kind of building into this really cool kind of northeastern or, you know, eastern portion of Canada in terms of good good hearty, affordable value buddy strip.
I really enjoyed the Janela's Journeys that you had with Lori Kane. Your competition with her, the LPGA player.
She's a great ambassador. Great ambassador up there. Does a lot of work promoting that area. Really, really sweet and you know, gets it and does a great job of bringing people through there. And when people come through there, they have a good time. And she's spending a lot of time making sure that's happening.
That's awesome. That's awesome. When I asked Matt Janela, who is Golf Advisor Editor-in-Chief, he's got Janela's Journeys on Golf Channel. He's host of Golf Advisor Round Trip on Golf Channel. So you can always see what he's doing. And he's either, you know, jumping into an underwater cave, or he's flying high in the air over Maui. He's always something amazing. You said to me when I asked what we could talk about, the war between Michigan and Wisconsin. And we're talking about the Gulf War. Tell us about that.
The arms race that's happening between these two states, which, you know, summer months, you just can't beat either one of them. They're building on not only numbers of golf options, but also quality golf options. So you have the developments of what's happening at Arcadia and Forest Dunes and Boyne and, you know, some of the courses that Mike DeVries has built up in Michigan. Tom Doak did that reversible routing at Forest Dunes. Now they're just added a par three course that will open to limited play this fall and full bore in spring. And Arcadia added another, you know, what they call Arcadia South. Dana Fry built that golf course, and a lot of people are liking that. So then you have in Wisconsin, Sand Valley, a lot of people discovering Lynx at Lawsonia. You know, we all know about Kohler, and now going to be hosting the Ryder Cup next year. And they've got plans for a fifth course at Kohler.
Wow.
So, you know, here, the avid amateur, the consumer wins here because we get better options. And in theory, the more that they, you know, they put out, and, you know, hopefully, you know, keeps the prices competitive. And I find that to be true in most cases in Michigan and Wisconsin. So that's sort of what's happening there in the Midwest, and we win.
We win. And there's a par three, the Forest Dunes, Keith Reb and Riley Jones building that one. You were there in June?
Yeah, I just finished around at Winter Park 9 here on a Saturday afternoon with some friends, and Keith Reb and Riley Jones, got that job coming off of the work that they did for Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw at Cabot. Keith Reb was a local in Orlando, got this job, redid this golf course at Winter Park 9 for $1.2 million. It's wildly popular. And from that, they got the job to do the par three course at Forest Dunes. But I think you're going to see these understudies, these next generation of architects, getting these jobs, making them more affordable, but also doing all the work themselves, really putting their tender, loving care into the product. And I think that shows, and I think people gravitate towards that. There is a fun factor to that when you know, guys go in with the mindset of we want to build fun for multi-generational clientele and keeping it affordable. So we just all, you know, paid $18 for a great nine holes, hit every club in our bag, you know, made a bunch of birdies. What a concept, right? This is a game, right? Like, we should have fun.
We're supposed to. That's been my premise. Yes. And so Mary B. Porter King, she was just on the show. She just got back from the U.S. Amateur, a rules official there. And, of course, that was Pinehurst. And Hawaii's been having 92-degree temperatures, right, for, like, days, weeks, it feels like. Yeah. And she said, we can't complain about the temperature at Pinehurst. It was so hot. There were no winds. But it looks like so Bandon is hosting next year. I didn't realize that. Oregon now.
Yeah, really cool going from Pinehurst to Bandon, what I think are two of the premier golf destinations in America that are actually, you know, also accessible. People, you know, In some cases, people would say anything over $100 is, you know, basically private golf in their mind. But that's certainly not the case in my mind. I think if you can rock up and you can pay to play golf, that makes it a public golf experience. And I think when you go from sort of the home of American golf or the cradle of American golf at Pinehurst and all that they've done to two and now redid number four and added the cradle and some of the work they've done on three and five and building of the brewery and the back porch of what they call the Deuce overlooking the 18th green at number two. Pinehurst is sort of, you know, has been revitalized by Bob Dedman and Tom Pashley and the team there. And then you go from there to Bandon, which is also in part pushing Pinehurst to stay relevant and stay connected to sort of this avid amateur and grow the game initiatives with short courses and putting courses. So, you know, it's going to be really fun to go from one to the other, both places where I've spent a lot of time. And, you know, that's probably true of most people who have, you know, big game hunters of golf. And I think it's very relatable and it certainly fits that amateur mindset and attitude. So that's all good for golf, I believe.
Yeah. And Golf Advisor Round Trip Getaway to Maui is good for anybody who's going to connect with you December 1st through the 7th. And wow, four nights in Ka'anapali, two nights at Wailea at the Fairmont Kealani. Nice, nice destination.
We're playing Ka'anapali and Wailea, and we're going to get to see the new plantation course at Kapalua, which I'm really excited about. You know what I think of Coore Crenshaw. You know what I think of the plantation course. I especially love the idea of Coore Crenshaw sort of putting a new coat of paint on one of my favorite golf courses, not only just in Hawaii and Maui, but in the country. Honestly, I've always loved what they've done there and that view and that north part of Maui. And so we're going to get over to also see Maui Country Club. So I'm going to try to make that happen for this group. We're going to get some really cool red carpet treatment by the properties and some good swag bags. And Link Soul is going to be involved. So I really encourage anybody in the Hawaiian Islands who are looking to have a really fun, you know, event in which we really focus on the camaraderie, not necessarily the competition. It's good value. It's good fun. It's a good time of year. We'll be there December 1st through 7th, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you have a bunch that's planned for the people who are coming here from the mainland. History, culture. I loved what you were talking about in your golfadvisor.com golf getaways. There's discounts for golf pass members. But when you talk about volcanoes, what are you going to do with them?
Hopefully, you know, not go too far inside of them. I don't know. I prefer flying over them.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
One of the greatest experiences I've ever had was on the Big Island, doing a helicopter over the active volcano there and watching the lava hit the ocean and literally watching the island grow before your very eyes. So, you know, 92 degrees in Hawaii. Oh, I really feel sorry for you guys.
Okay.
The world just, you know, the world just loses sleep over whether or not Hawaii is doing good on a day that, you know, I it's paradise what you guys live in. I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, and it's true. And going up to Haleakala for the sunrise is a very, very special moment on Maui. So I watched you playing foot golf. It was great seeing Suti Niitokorn there. You were on those snowboards. Who was the guy you were with on the snowboard that's actually a golf cart? It looked like a snowboard.
The golf board, Sebastian Coutant, who's a gold medalist, big air, you know, in skiing, and he's just one of the all-time, really, from Canada, really a great, great guy, and loves golf, loves Hawaii, comes to Hawaii every sort of off season to kind of decompress and loves to play golf. And we had a great time with him. I got to play with Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son on Maui, who I can't say enough about what a really cool guy this guy is. You'd think he could come in and be a total ass, you know, and he'd be the son of Willie Nelson. You're like, oh, of course the son of Willie Nelson's a total ass. He's a total opposite of that. just a great guy, super talented, amazing what he does, Promises the Real, his band, but also plays with his father, plays with Neil Young, was kind of the musical producer on Star is Born, helped Bradley Cooper become sort of a rock star in a sense, helped write some of the music, and he was actually, his band was Bradley Cooper's band in A Star is Born. So we covered all of that in our trip there with him, and I hope to see him again in the first part of December, because he always likes to be in that area that time of year as well. So
okay, now this is earth shattering to me. Bandon is going to school. Bandon is Machinello's son, and it seems like yesterday he was born, and I see him like with his little board showing his name, and he's in school.
2 years old, yeah, going to preschool two days a week, 3 hours a day, and it's, you know, quite possibly one of the cutest things I've ever witnessed in my life. You know, first day he cried. Second day he's like, "Bye, mama. Bye, dad. I'm good. You know, beat it. I want the bubbles and the fish tanks and my buddies. I got buddies." So, you know, that went fast.
Yeah, yeah. This is Maginella, golf advisor, yeah, editor in chief, and host of Golf Advisor Roundtrip. If you'd like to go to the Maui Golf Advisor Roundtrip Getaway, it's December 1st through the 7th, 6 nights, 4 nights in Ka'anapali, 2 nights at the Wailea Fairmont Kealani, 5 rounds of golf, welcome reception, luau, awards dinner, and the Golf Advisor swag bag with the latest gear from Link Soul, Imperial, Ogio, and Dynamic Brands. Matt, thanks so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. You know what I think of you and Hawaii. Aloha to everybody out there, especially my family out on the North Shore of Oahu, and hope to see you soon.
Hey, hope, yeah, real soon. Okay, we'll talk soon. Aloha.
Bye.
I'm Kevin Markham. He's the golf photographer and writer and editor of Destination Golf, author of Hooked, The Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland, Driving the Green. And he's founded something called Catalog 18. Yeah, he's right there where Waterville, I was saying to Matty G that Waterville looks peaceful after looking at Lahinch, the cliffs of Lahinch, and this beautiful, peaceful-looking Waterville. But, of course, that's all in the photography, and that's what Catalog 18 is all about. And he's up next. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer, editor of Destination Golf, and author of Hooked, An Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm excellent. What time is it? Is it, 6:55 or 6:40 something?
Yeah, it's 6:40 in the afternoon, evening. So we're actually having a nice day today, which is pretty good recently. So it's nice to get out on the golf course and then come in and talk to you.
And you were at Esker Hills, of course, the home course of the champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry, just a couple of days ago when you sent me an email saying, I'm standing here at Esker Hills waiting for the sunrise, and you captured the most beautiful photo of Esker Hills. It's on Twitter. Kevin Markham, by the way, you can find some of his photography. How long did it take to get that shot?
It took a while. This is the thing with early mornings when you're waiting for the sun to rise. You sometimes have to wait 40, 50 minutes just for one shot, but that's the beauty of photography.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on Twitter. You finally got it. Yeah, that's absolutely gorgeous. And everybody there is still riding high, Ray Malloy and gang.
Oh, I was actually out with Ray Malloy. We went out for dinner, and that place is buzzing. It's amazing. It's amazing how long it lasts in the place, and it means so much to that county and to the country. So, you know, we're a small island. We produce a lot of major champions. That's fabulous for us and fabulous for golf.
Yeah, I was talking to Matt Janella about his trip. He was just back from, I think it was Waterville and La Hinch. They seem to be so different, at least looking at the photographs that I've seen of them.
Oh, they're very different. I mean, it's chalk and cheese. I mean, they're both links, obviously, but I think the beauty is you've got old versus new. The Alistair McKenzie class of La Hinch versus, well, you know, Eddie Hackett and later Tom Fazio, what he came and did at Waterville. I mean, I love both. I mean, if you ask me to choose between the two, I'd find that very difficult to do.
Yeah, it's just being on those cliffs. It looks, it's stark. And then I saw this photo of Waterville, and there's this almost a lake look to it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, personally, I think it is the most beautifully shaped. And I mean, I know he's obviously designed Adair as well, and I wouldn't be quite as enamored with Adair as I am with Waterville, but then I'm a Lynx man. And I just find that it's a beautiful course, the way he designed it, whereas La Hinch is raw and true to Lynx, that has been going for so many hundreds of years. And I think that to me is the immediate difference between the two.
Exactly. And now the reason I'm bringing photography up so much is because Kevin Markham and friends created something called Catalog 18. And it's one of those times when you get to celebrate. It's the world's most beautiful golf magazine. Okay. And the whole idea is focusing on the beauty in photography and illustrations of the world's golf courses. And it started as, was it a Kickstarter campaign?
Well, I think, to be fair, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a founder. I was simply a contributor. There is a genius of a man in Canada called Guy Nicholson, and it was his spark that actually created this. He had the idea for it, and I think it's interesting. I mean, just in the current times, that the Golfers Journal is one magazine. We've got another one over here called McKellar, and then Australia has Caddy Mac. So there is a new generation of golf magazines that are coming out, and Guy saw this opportunity to create something that was very much focused around photography. And he has the list. If you can name a brilliant world-class golf photographer, he is in this new catalog. I mean, it's not even a magazine. It's too big to be called a magazine. He's got, I mean, people I admire hugely, Evan Schiller, Channing Benjamin, Steve Carr, I mean, and apologies to all the other brilliant...
Aidan Bradley, brilliant. Kevin Murray.
Yes.
Yep.
David Cannon. I mean, everybody you can think of, they are in here. And, I mean, I consider myself extremely privileged to be included in that company. And the photographs are beautiful. And if you want some kind of... I mean, it's pretty much a coffee table type book. If you want that on your table and you just love looking at photographs and thinking, I want to go there, pick up a magazine and sit down and go through it and just drool because, I mean, there are photographs of every single world-class course you can possibly imagine.
Well, I got an email from you, and the campaign started in December on the 21st of last year. And I think the target was $30,000, and you got $47,000. So obviously, there was a lot of support behind this magazine. How do you subscribe?
Well, catalog18.com is essentially the website you want. And it's catalog UE at the end. It's the English spelling as opposed to the American spelling. And you can subscribe, and it comes out twice a year. I know Guy is working on the second edition right now, and you know, he's looking at ways to make it relevant. I mean, you know, I've had several conversations with him about how this is basically going, how it's going to go forward, because you know, you can fill so many magazines with so many beautiful photographs and illustrations, and it's a question of finding the way that actually sort of has some kind of theme and rhythm to it. I mean, the first one, the fact that he got it out, I mean, I know he worked on this for 2-3 years to actually bring it to fruition. And yes, as you say, he raised $47,000 and got it printed. There's no advertising in it, so it wasn't of photography to go on to Kickstarter and invest.
Yeah, marvelous. And of course, that got them one a copy of the catalog and free delivery anywhere in the world. Many times Kickstarters start and they don't come to fruition. So it's a success story. And Catalog 18 is something that I would want to have in my home. And I was just talking to Matt Janella about all the different golf courses, some of them par threes that are being built by some of the best golf course architects in the world, because they're really supporting the you know, the fun factor. Let's go out and play. Let's go have some fun. Let's not worry about the score. Let's have the fun of being together and just, you know, and then when we do score, it's a birdie. I imagine now there are so many opportunities for him to run with a topic or a type of golf course, and the photography is there. From
that, I mean, having just been to Wesker Hills, I mean, I was tired of these open major champions.
Perfect.
You know, whether it's the
yes.
U.S. Open, whether it's the Open Championship. I mean, you know, we've got four or five from Ireland alone, and they come from golf clubs that most people around the world will never have heard of and never have seen. So, you know, that in itself, right there, is just one theme of so many. I mean, we're blessed, and I mean, the entire world is blessed with the quality of the golf courses out there, and you know, people just have different ways of capturing it, and I think that's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, in your book, Hooked, an amateur's view of the best way to get to the golf courses that you're describing.
Well, when you say get to them, do you mean in terms of
travel? Let's say I'm traveling. I don't have a clue how to go to Ireland.
I do a little bit. Yes, I mean, I go into, you know, the various airlines that fly in, and obviously there are so many tour operators now that you can talk to, who can get you here. You can do it all yourself. I mean, that's the power of the internet, and all the courses, pretty much all of them, will have relationships with other golf courses, so you can phone them up and they can help you get bookings elsewhere. I mean, it's such a myriad of options. It's mind blowing sometimes, but. Yes, in the book, certainly, I talk about the various airlines that fly into Dublin and Shannon and Belfast and how to get here and how to hire cars and things like that, because, you know, sometimes people do want to do it on their own. I know you spoke to one of my friends, Mike Malinowski, who actually obviously is out in Hawaii, who came to Ireland. I think he's actually in Scotland at the moment doing exactly the same thing, renting a camper van and driving around and visiting golf courses.
Exactly.
That's another way to do it.
Yes. I mean, do it on the spur, you know? Fly in. Question is, which airport? If you want to go to,
always.
I'm going to go to Esker Hills. Which airport? I have no idea which airport. I suppose I could look it up, but it's always nice to have somebody have it all there for you. Cataloged. Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer, editor of Destination Golf, and author of Hooked, an Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland, Driving the Green, founder, one of the supporters of Catalog 18. Does that put it better?
That is much better. Thank you, Danielle.
Didn't want to put you on the hook with Guy. Thanks so much for being on the show. Are you working on another book, by the chance, anyway? I didn't even ask you if I could ask you this. You are.
I am indeed. Yes.
And do you want to give us a little tease?
Oh, I'll pop on another time, Danielle. I'll tell you all about it.
All right, Kevin Markham, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Karen Palacios-Jensen. master LPGA teaching professional and creator of Cardio Golf, a golf fitness program. She's a golf teacher and a golf writer, and she'll be with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit, located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau at waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. In the clubhouse, Karen Palacios Jensen, Master LPGA Teaching Professional and creator of Cardio Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I want to congratulate you on being recognized by the PGA of America.
Thank you for your radio contributions. Thank you.
So that's very cool. I know you.
It was very cool. I was yesterday's article in the newspaper was amazing. Was it the day before yesterday? So much has happened in the last 24 hours. I was reading. You send out these wonderful cardio golf newsletters. And something caught my eye, and it was weight shift for more power in my golf swing. Now, everybody wants more power in their golf swing. They want distance. You know, sometimes I don't want so much distance from the professional tour. I'd like to see finesse. But in the case of us recreational players, you know, distance is always needed. So what is the weight shift for more power?
Well, you know, basically it's just how your body moves. And I once heard someone say that intellectuals are people that study things that other people do naturally, you know. So you just want to move your body naturally. And when you shift your weight correctly, then you're going to get your maximum power. Where people go wrong is they try to overpower the swing with their hands and their arms for a couple of reasons, because they were never taught how to sequence their swing correctly, or maybe they're not that strong in their core, or maybe they're stronger with their upper body than their lower body. So if you would just learn to maximize your power with your body, let your body control what your arms and hands do, not try to overpower it with your hands and your arms. You'd get your maximum power without even really changing your swing or even exercising, trying to get stronger, just using what you already have.
Yeah, instead of focusing on the club and the arms moving the club, let the body move the club.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sometimes
we're so nervous about moving the club in the right way and getting it up in the top and the downswing and everything instead of just being natural about it. That's very
right. You're totally right. Which is one of the things that I try to do in my cardio golf classes. We do a battery of drills, and we sort of break the swing down, and we do it in a way that you're doing a lot of repetition, so it gets ingrained in your swing. Then when you do a full swing, it happens naturally. You're not trying to think so much. So if you do drills are great. Drills help you get into positions that you might not be able to do with your swing. It also breaks the swing down, so you're thinking about one thing at a time, not 100 different things. And if you do these drills a little bit every day, and my motto is it's better to do something 5 minutes every day consistently than to wait till you have 1 or 2 hours during the week to practice, because that never happens. And, you know, when you get there after like 20 minutes, you're like bored of practicing and you're tired or you get injured.
Yes.
So I'm always for doing something small consistently and building up, you know, that consistency helps in the long run. You know, it's great to practice for hours at a time. The pros have to do that because that's their job, but the rest of us don't have time. So why not pick something to do one thing a day and do it for 5 minutes. Do it, like, really concentrate. Practice your grip, practice your setup, practice your weight shift. And then by the end of the week, you've practiced for a good 20, 30 minutes, and your swing should be...
If you teach yourself how to hold it, how to grip it, it may slip. You may be in the wrong position. You can always check yourself, but at least the muscles of your hands will know what they're supposed to do. Cardio Golf is a comprehensive program that provides golf-specific exercises to improve strength, flexibility. Palacios Jensen, master LPGA teaching professional, and she created Cardio Golf. She also has something called the Shorty Club. It's a cardio golf shorty training club. So it's short. You can use it in your house. You're not going to hit your ceiling.
Right.
But you can get the feel for it.
Right. It's so, like you said, it's short so they can practice inside. The other thing about it is because the club head is closer to the hand, it's about halfway, you can check and monitor your club face position. A lot of people have no clue where their club face position is. And, you know, it's something, the swing happens so fast, you might not be able to know when you're swinging, but you can check at certain points. Now, I don't advocate a certain swing. I don't teach a certain method. But you definitely have to have some correct positions at certain parts of the swing in order to hit a square shot, if that's what you're trying to hit. If you're trying to hit a slice, then you want to have the face open. If you want to hit a hook, you have to have the face closed. But people, you know, and not everybody, but a lot of people have no clue where that club face is. So if you have something like the short club to practice, you can monitor your club face position.
You're talking to me.
A little. Right. Well, it's also, it has the feel of a real iron. It has an iron head and a really nice grip. It has the feel of a real club, but it is a little bit lighter, so you can practice swinging a little bit faster. And as you know, club head speed is what helps us get distance. So when you can swing a little bit faster, get used to swinging faster. When you hit some balls, that's ingrained in your swing and you feel more comfortable. A lot of people don't feel comfortable swinging faster because more things can go wrong. But if you practice that, then you can get more club head speed.
Gosh, you're so on it. I mean, when you talked about the club face, that's one of my biggest concerns when I'm in my swing is, am I going to be in the right position when I come down? And it's really hard to tell because you're going so fast at the moment if you're in the right place, except then you come in contact with the ball and it goes the wrong place. If you'd like to get a shorty club, the Cardio Golf Shorty Training Club, you just go to cardiogolf.com, cardiogolf.com, trim your score, shape your swing. And this is Karen Palacios Jensen, Master LPGA Teaching Professional. Another thing that I really like is the cardio slope. And Karen's husband is Dan Jensen, and he uses the cardio golf slope to stay in shape. So tell us how to use that.
Okay, well, so the cardio golf slope is it's a basic fitness step. If you can imagine the old-fashioned step that they used to have in gyms, they still do. They use it a lot. They used to be flat, and I developed one. I call it the slope because it's sloping. It has a curve in it. So it simulates a fairway as if you were on a golf course. And there's hardly anywhere to practice those up and downhill lies. All the driving ranges are flat. You never practice those shots. Then when you go to the golf course, oh, you're on a side hill, downhill. So you can actually put your foot up here and simulate an up and downhill lie. So it serves as two purposes, as a regular fitness step where you can do traditional low-impact exercises, a ton of different balance, speed, even upper body exercises, and also practice those up and downhill slopes that we never practice at all.
Right, because we're on a flat driving range surface. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, what about people, you know, they want to do these exercises, but they need to be able to see something. You've got the Cardio 20 video series.
Right. So, oh yeah. So I was just going to say, when you purchase the Shorty Club and the Slope, it comes with training aids, a training manual, and training videos. So you just put them on. You can watch them on your smartphone, on your computer, put them on your smart TV, and you just follow along. And it's the best way to practice away from the golf course. You're rehearsing your swing. You're getting exercise at the same time. And like I said, just 5-10 minutes every day, you know, put it on, do a couple of practice swings, do a couple of golf-specific exercises or stretches, and that will get you going better than waiting until you have like an hour to go to the gym. And, you know, a lot of the times we don't even know what to do at the gym, so you kind of waste our time there.
Yeah, but you also have the Total Body Conditioning video series. This is cardio golf, so it's created for golfers, Karen Palacios Jensen. It's also Megan Trainor is working with you in this one?
Right. So my friend Megan Trainor, she's a local fitness pro here in the Charlotte area. She was a former golfer, and she has she's at Body by Trainor on Instagram. She has a big following. She posts a lot of exercises. So we got together, and she was great because we developed it's a little bit more of an advanced workout for golfers and non-golfers. If you don't, you don't have to particularly be a golfer, but we do a whole series. We had a warm-up, we have an upper body workout, a lower body workout, we have a core workout, and then we have what we call a HIIT workout, where we increase our endurance and burn some calories. So she was great to work with because she was, still is a golfer, but she was a professional golfer, so she understands the needs for golfers. So we kind of geared it towards golfers, but you don't have to particularly be a golfer. If you just want a really great workout, you can do these.
Wow, this is great. So Cardio Slope, Shorty Club, Cardio Golf, 20 video series with drills and exercises. That all comes with the Cardio Golf Slope or the Shorty Club or both of them. Get them together because that's awesome. And the Total Body Conditioning video series is for golfers and non-golfers, and it'll help you get into shape. But
right.
I like is that Karen doesn't tell you got to work out X amount of time, you got to do this. She says, just do a little bit, 5 minutes a day, just do that. And over time.
Yeah, something consistent, you know, try not to go too many days without moving your body. Try not to go too many days without touching a club, because then all those, that time that you spend away, then you have to get it back once you know, go back to it. So I'd rather have people practice for 5 minutes every day than wait till they have an hour later on in the week. You know, it just doesn't happen.
No. Karen Palacios Jensen, Master LPGA Teaching Professional, LPGA Teaching Professional, and Golf Digest Top 50 Female Instructor. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks. It's always great to be on your show. I love it.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Karen. Aloha.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're going to come back with Bob Bupka, the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, the host of the Grill Room Golf Show. And we're going to talk a little bit about the FedEx Cup. Danielle has some questions for Bob about the format. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bubka is the voice of golf for Talk Sport and the host of the Grill Room Golf Show. He's talking with me about the PGA Tour finale at East Lake, the Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup, the winner takes home $15 million. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bobby.
Well, thank you, Danielle, but let's get a couple of things straight here.
Yes.
I'm hoping that it was purely accidental that you had a segment recommending exercise before you bring me on.
Why?
And number two, on a more serious note,
yes.
Congratulations to Ann Miller and the wonderful story that she wrote about you. So well deserved. And, you know, what can I say?
Thank you.
I know you were excited about it, as well you should be. So yeah, you've done a lot for golf, especially in Hawaii.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, you are wonderful. Thank you so much. It's really hard having the focus put on me. the tour finale at East Lake, the tour championship, the winner takes all. That's the new focus. They started, let's see now, Justin Thomas was 10 under par when this thing started. Brooks Koepka, I think, was 6 under par when it all started. Now, Brooks Koepka is 13 under. Justin Thomas is 12 under. Rory McIlroy is 12 under. Have they calculated these under par handicaps? I mean, has all that been calculated in there already? Or is Brooks Koepka really 19 under and Justin Thomas is 22 under?
No, what they are right now is, with what they started factored in. And I got to be perfectly candid. I was not in favor of a handicap system, especially a reverse handicap system like this was. I mean, normally every one of your listeners, when they go to the golf course, if they're playing with somebody, if they're a better golfer, they're going to get some shots. Here, the tour decided they were going to be giving shots. But I got to be candid. After the first ball was struck and the scores are posted, it's just another 72-hole tournament. Actually, the way to look at it, this is a 5-round tournament. The first round was as a result of your play for the entire year. You earned where you started, and then once the round one was underway, with you know, it's just perfectly normal. And I think they got a winning formula here. But I wonder how many of your listeners have any concept of what, you know, you get $15 million for winning the FedEx, you get another little over $1 million for winning the Tour Championship. So $16 million, to put it in perspective, if I walked into a dealership and I said, I'd like this car, it's $50,000, and I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll take 321 of those cars. That's what $16 million will buy. So you better have a big driveway if you're going to earn this kind of money.
Yeah, well, yes, and there's the Ion, too. I know they were giving away $1 million for whoever had the best score on various holes through the year. It's amazing how much money is available on the PGA Tour. I'm still, you know, really old-fashioned, Bob. Everybody loves the new format, and I just wanted to be reset to zero, have 30 of the top players. Of course, the leaderboard's going to be great. 30 of the top players in the world have played their way in. To me, it seems like it gives them better betting options for when wagering becomes a really great part of the PGA Tour's money-making machine. So they'll have many more ways to wager different outcomes, possibly. But it also makes sure that the guys who they really want to have at the top of the leaderboard are at the top of the leaderboard by the end of the tournament. So the FedEx champion is somebody they're expecting to have as the FedEx champion. And that will be Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, maybe even Rory McIlroy, anyone, Xander Schauffele. You know, Paul Casey, love to see him at the top, but not something I think that the FedEx Cup wants to see. I think they want Brooks Koepka to win.
Well, certainly they want Brooks to win. I mean, he's going to be voted player of the year for his performance. I mean, when you add up all of his finishes in the four majors this year, Danielle, it totals 9. I mean, that is pretty impressive in itself. He's definitely the best player out there right now. Rory McIlroy probably is a close second. But Rory McIlroy brought up an interesting point. He said, no matter how much money you're going to give away, the FedEx Cup is not going to get the prestige. Money, you know, the amount of money does not make it a very prestigious tournament. And he had a funny line because he followed it up by saying, I don't even know what the Masters pays for first place. And then he realized and said, well, I wouldn't know because I never won the Masters. So Roy's point was, you know, the four majors are the four biggest events in golf. If they gave $100 million to the winner here this week, it's still not going to be, you know, the equivalency of winning the four majors. So
that's very good.
That's what the tour has been struggling with. I mean, even the Ryder Cup, which is controlled by the PGA of America, as you know, so they came up with a President's Cup. But the President's Cup doesn't hold a candle to the excitement, drama, and worldwide recognition of the Ryder Cup. So it's been a very difficult position, I think, for the PGA Tour. They are the kingpin out there.
Yes.
Yet they're not involved in any of the real big events.
But they are the kingpin. I mean, they should be happy to be the lord over everything and just watch everybody have a little happiness over here and there and create all these fabulous players. But, you know, you want to have, I guess you want the Players' Championship or something to be as illustrious as something like the majors, that you know, the Masters. I don't know why they go through all this. They have so much control over the money that is so huge now. They have so much emphasis on the charity giving back. They do so much for the game, and they're so in charge. Why they would be so worried about something like this seems silly to me.
Well, you bring up a valid point, and, you know, they would never admit they being the PGA Tour, but it's kind of fun to watch players develop, and you have certain indications of when a player is becoming, you know, a star. I take Xander Schauffele as an example. As he was going to the range today to warm up for his round, somebody asked for an autograph. Now, every year leading up to this, Xander Schauffele would have gladly given an autograph, probably taken five or six selfies if the person wanted. But now he's kind of in that star category. He said what the stars say. See me after the round. You know, so now you're just telling somebody to wait about 5 hours and maybe you'll get an autograph.
But, maybe you'll find me.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
Well, that's just the that's protocol out there. You know, that's how it's done. And I'm not faulting the player for not signing autographs prior to the start of the round because, you know, at any week there's a lot at stake. This week, I mean, the stakes obviously are considerably higher.
So on the subject of distance and the idea of slow play, I'd love to hear what you think about some of the solutions or even the whole problem, quote unquote, that people bring up as they call slow play. Do you think there's a problem on the tour?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think anything's going to be done about it. I mean, before I started covering professional golf, they were talking about they're going to have to do something to speed up play. Now that I'm winding down my career covering professional golf, they're talking about they're going to have to do something regarding slow play. It's very complicated. It's not as easy as you think. And the major problem is the sponsors love it. I mean, the more time that they take to play, the more coverage that sponsor's getting on TV. But one other thing, cause I know we'll be up against the clock. I want to initiate a campaign on Daniel Tucker's show that Tiger Woods should come and play in Maui in the Century Tournament of Champions. He really should.
Yes.
He's trying to track down Sam Snead. He's one victory away from tying him. Why not come to why not come to Paradise, number one, in Maui, and play in a field that is only going to have 30, 33 players, something like that? It's going to be a golden opportunity for him to win. So we're launching that campaign from your show right now, and we want Tiger at Maui. That's
yes,
what we want.
We do want Tiger.
We want Tiger at Maui.
Yes, and it'll be a really great time to come because the plantation course is looking absolutely spectacular, and they're mowing and getting it in perfect shape. There's an opportunity to be at the plantation course with Matt Chinnella coming up in December, the 1st or the 7th. He's doing a golf getaway, and that'll include visiting the plantation course. And so there's so many. Will Tiger walk 4 rounds of golf of the plantation course? That's the biggest question, you know. I want to do something realistic, Bob.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. But he's going to be extremely rested because I think with your help, Danielle, we can get him a room at the Kapalua Villas.
Yeah.
So he'll have a nice place to stay. He'll be well rested. He can walk 72 holes.
Okay, I'm in for the campaign. Bob Bubka, you're wonderful. Let me ask you about distance. Another complaint lately has been, and I love the controversies that are stirred up amongst the players and just in general. Distance is a big problem in the game because they're just going bomb and then, you know, and then it's an easy to the hole. Is it a problem? Does it make golf boring?
Well, people love, a long drive is the home run in baseball. Everybody loves that. I think Brooks Koepka, the number one ranked player in the world, I think he went to extremes to demonstrate that he really has nothing up his sleeve since he posed nude on ESPN, their magazine. He just hits it further than everybody else. I thought it was hilarious when he pulled up the other day in his parking spot. Instead of his name was a photo of Brooks and put there by his good buddy Dustin Johnson. So they were trying to rattle Brooks Koepka. You got no chance of doing that. This guy is unbelievable as far as concentration and the ability to play the game. I mean, he's just awesome, you know. And I guarantee you he's going to be in Maui. And look forward to having him on the Danielle Tucker Show that Saturday morning from the Plantation Course.
I'm looking forward to having you on the show on Saturday morning from the Plantation Course. It's wonderful. Brooks Koepka has always been one of my favorites because he went via the Challenge Tour. He went and he explored the world of having to go from one country to another country, dealing with not having the food, the comfort of being at home, and really finding out what it's like to travel. And after you've done that for long enough, not much rattles you because you're back in the States and most of the PGA Tour events are played in the States. And he's got it made. I'm not sure that, you know, those photos were necessarily the best move to make. They just didn't, you know. He said something like this, that he was promised they'd airbrush the tan lines. And he's absolutely furious that the tan lines are still showing.
Danielle.
Yes.
You said you weren't in favor of it. I had an eyewitness said you bought 100 copies of that ESPN magazine. Make sure you tell the truth here.
Yeah. Nah. And then the other one that Justin Thomas's mother, this is funny. I know we only have 2 minutes, but chastised her son, reminding him how much money he lost on a putt. And he almost disconnected her from, or, you know, eliminated her phone number from his phone. It's a lot that these kids go through to get to where they are, and they are kids, and they're doing such a fabulous job of making everybody shine, and the PGA Tour should just be absolutely thrilled that they have the level of excellence that they have with the PGA Tour players that we can see on their leaderboard with Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Paul Casey, and the list goes on. There's you know, Patrick Cantlay, Patrick Reed, the fact that he's playing so wonderful, Matt Kuchar, he's there too, Bob Bupka, and he's going to be my starring co-host at the Century Tournament of Champions, and of course we're going to talk before then, right?
I certainly hope so, but I don't want any more exercise segments prior to me coming on.
I promise.
All right.
Aloha, Bob.
You take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
And thank you for saying, you know, how much you thought Ann Miller, and she was wonderful. The way she crafted that, I was impressed with me after reading. I want to thank all my guests, and I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Rainer Dords, providing lasting security and safety for your home, for your business. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a Rainer Door. Make a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. It's 676-3667. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, 2 locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water, worse. Mud inundates your home? Well, just call Oahu Extraction immediately when something goes wrong. They can be on site 90 minutes and they know how to orchestrate the fix. They're here all the time for you. The number is 330-6212. Futura Stone, master craftsman turning your building, your warehouse into just absolutely fabulous showrooms. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing, whether you're building a shopping center, a townhouse, it doesn't matter whether it's large or small, you want to get Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. It's your plumbing. Bougainville Flooring Superstore, Hawaii's largest stock in inventory, huge selection, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic, tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock, installation supplies, everything you'd like, tools, adhesive, floor prep, you name it. It's at Bougainville Flooring. Go on in. You know, they're always there to help you, right next to the NEX on Bougainville. So thank you for your mana, and if you want to hear the show, it's streaming live, and it's archived at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide.
Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.